Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, on trade deadline day in the NFL. We've already had a lot of big trades, Jones, including Sauce Gardner going from the Jets to the Colts for 2 first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell. We also saw Jacoby Myers' old friend go from the Raiders to the Jaguars for a 4th and a 6th. And Shaheed, the wide receiver from the Saints, going to the Seahawks for a 4th and a 5th. Those have been the big trades today.
Yeah, Logan Wilson got dealt as well overnight. Yeah, but that's
to it. Ailing Cowboys defense, some would say.
Yeah, even the Cowboys are buying.
They're like, why not?
Yeah, you're not.
Well, this is a wild story. This actually could have been Kiefer Madness if I saw it sooner.
Oh.
So Bleacher Report's the first one that I saw this. They're I think, probably just aggregating it from somebody else. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Revealed that his current dog, Junie.
Spell it.
J-U-N-I-E.
Junie. Okay.
Is a clone of his late dog, Lua, who died in December of 2023. The dogs were cloned by Colossal Biosciences, a biotech company that Brady is an investor in.
Oh, great.
Using blood collected prior to Lua's death. Which poses the obvious question.
Yeah?
Are we sure Brady's not a clone?
Good question.
Thank you.
Brady.
Clone.
Brady maybe died in a tragic accident.
Look at Brady's skin.
And now this is a
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. This is a fake Tom Brady. It's a cloned Tom Brady. It's a good point.
I don't want to get up on my soapbox, Jones.
Yeah.
I love my dog very much, Brack. Uh-huh. Love him.
Uh-huh.
Not going to clone him.
When
he's chasing tennis balls in the sky, I'm going to leave him be. I'm not going to have like a knockoff version of him here.
I don't
on
need to clone little Charles, but maybe
do you think the clone
maybe some teeth? Yeah, I was going to say maybe we just clone him some teeth.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. We could grow those in a lab somewhere and
Colossal Biosciences. You're like, can we jam him
right into his jaw?
Can we give the next one hearing, sight, and teeth?
They're like, yeah, that's what we plan on doing.
Okay, good. I knew he was gonna be an exact replica.
I was just checking.
Like, no, we can do that for you. But like, add this to the long list of stuff.
You wouldn't want to clone your dog.
No.
Yeah. Just get a new one.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't.
No offense,
I wouldn't
Charles.
Say it like
Charles
that.
Earmuffs. Actually, you can't hear anyway.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it so dismissively as that. He'll never be replaced, but when the day comes, like, yeah, I think we'll add another member to the family. But like, I'm not going to be like, I want this exact same version. But obviously, something's slightly off. I've seen enough sci-fi movies to know it's never an exact clone.
Yeah,
there's always something just a little twitchy about it.
A little off. Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, Brady has a clone dog.
This is the dog that bit him. A different dog.
That was a security dog.
That was a different dog.
That's a Super Bowl.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so that's my thought on that.
Grab bag. Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Let's dance to the song.
We lost the thread there.
That's it.
That's another one of Jackson's.
Oh,
I believe.
Oh, okay. Where were the other grab bags?
Well, did you end that early?
I didn't.
Oh,
you thought that I ended that early?
I did.
did his microphone stop working?
It started good.
We were adding our own grab bags in.
I know there's like 10 more grab bags that could have been in there. I don't know but I'll just move on to the next story, I suppose.
All right.
Tom Brady speaking has a gash on his leg bitten by one of the security dogs.
Right. There's a gag on his leg.
Very clearly said there is a security dog.
From being bitten by a dog after practice.
A dog running around on the field.
That is an all-time moment. That was the Minnesota Super Bowl, right?
Eagles. They're playing the Eagles.
Yeah. We're all at the Mall of America.
That's why they had to put Brady's dog down. Yeah, to clone him. They put him down. He's running around biting people. Yeah.
It's the Eagles.
Which cued one of their dogs to go at him.
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Good point by the text line. They said, Keith, look at Jones. He's getting uncomfortable because he is a clone.
Talking about the clones.
Good point.
Worried about the clones.
Yeah, we're getting too close.
I get it.
Attack got bit by a dog.
The red-hot Boston Bruins are in action tonight, taking on the Islanders on the road. It will be Jeremy Swayman, and it will not be minus Lowry. He remains out of the lineup. That's sort of your update today, but I'm not surprised by that.
Grab bag, man.
I can walk fast as you can. That one had about 20 times the grab bags as the previous one.
A lot of bags in there.
That was well done. Jones, we mentioned this briefly yesterday, but Alex Bregman has officially opted out of his contract. Doesn't mean he won't be back with the Red Sox.
I don't think that.
You think he's gone?
No, I'm saying I don't think he's.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I mean, look,
Nick's just being a silly goose.
He very well might be.
No, I think he's gone.
I don't.
You
like,
do?
I
thought he's been gone since they traded Devers.
I keep seeing the market for him. It's like 6 years, 170. 6 years, 180.
Yeah.
If he gets that, I don't even know if it was. I still don't know if it was smart for him to opt out. He could have had 80 over the next two.
Well, it just covers you where if like 2 years from now he, I don't know, let's say misses 50 games again like he did this year, and maybe. There isn't all that money on the back end, but yeah, you're walking away from $84 million or whatever it is.
Right, and he could have opted in and then had a monster year and opted out after that. I he's officially opted out. Maybe he's gone. Maybe he's back. I certainly hope he's back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Jaren Duran weirdness with that 1 year contract.
He's gone. I am for sure. He gone. Yeah,
but they're paying him. Hopefully, to trade him.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
Do you want to go back and try to the phones and try Scott and Wendy Weymouth?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Braves have named Walt Weiss their manager. I guess he was the bench coach.
Yeah.
Snitker left, so now it is Walt Weiss.
He did not
sliding over.
Have a good go in his first try as a manager of the Rockies a long time ago.
Walt Weiss, no. I think one time random player of the day.
Oh, was he a random player?
I think Walt Weiss was on there.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, I think he nailed that. All right, let's go to the phones. We got Louie in Amesbury. Oh. Let's go to Louie in Amesbury. What do you got, Louie?
Louie.
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy Tuesday.
Yeah,
couple
yeah.
things. All right. First off, I want to talk to you about Jaren Duran, but this Brady thing and his dog.
Yeah.
Talk about weird.
Yes.
Weird. Strange. Weird. Yeah. Weird. Strange. The only thing I'll say is if Drake May is any kind of clone of Brady, then maybe we got something there, right?
So, yes.
Good thinking. May is the clone of Brady.
You know what I mean?
Got it.
It's weird. It's weird unless it works for us. But anyway, listen, I got to ask about Jaren Duran.
Oh.
I like the guy. He's a dirt dog. He leads off. He plays the up. I mean, I know he made a couple of stupid plays at the end of the year, but I don't get it. I don't get why they're trying to unload him. And I think that's what they're doing, like you said.
But what if you get a pitcher back?
Well, you know, I also don't even know if he's your leadoff hitter anymore. Like 2 years ago he was. This year, Roman Anthony kind of took that over.
Yep.
Duran hit lower. I just think the outfield of Roman Anthony, Seydon Rafael, Willie Abreu is what we're going to see. So there's really not even a spot.
Right, but how many times did we get guys short in the outfield? I just think, listen, the more the merrier in the outfield. And let me just throw one last thing before
one
you
last
ditch
thing.
Me.
Okay,
yep, go ahead.
One last thing, Keith. One last thing. You guys are great, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
DraftKings. You guys know this. So I had a little 4-5-leg action thing going on this weekend, right?
Oh.
And I had 4 out of 5, and I had my boy Booty to get so many yards.
Yeah.
But because he got hurt, they actually paid me Did you ever hear that?
I've heard that.
They actually paid me because the guy got hurt, and I got a percentage. I got like 60%
of
my
bet. Sure, well, yeah, you probably got to
take that odds out. And you got
a four-leg parlay instead of a five-leg
parlay. A lot of books
will
do stuff like that.
Yeah, not all. But
no,
that,
not
but,
all.
But good for them. Good.
That's very nice.
And good for you, Louis.
And thanks for the anecdote.
Yes.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long grab bag.
Looks like Joe Alt done for the season.
Ooh.
Yeah, Joe Alt done for the season.
Yeah, second injury for him. And they lost Slater as well, so they've lost both their tackles.
That is true.
Here we go now, holla if you hear me though. It's the
grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Miles Turner, now playing with the Bucks, made his return to Indiana, got booed, and was real sad about it.
Yeah, he was real let down and disappointed.
Guys, I gave 10 years. I was here for 10 years, and I dealt through trade rumors
when it's pay cuts. Rivalry like Indiana and Milwaukee, I get the bad blood there, Keith.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
well, it's
yeah.
one of the greatest rivalries in sports, so I get the real hatred.
Well, really excited about a couple of dork podcasts that we recorded last night. Mm. One, The Running Man, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger from 1987. That's a timeless classic.
I was unaware that this was a remake until you told me that the other day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Glenn Powell, good luck filling the shoes of Arnold Schwarzenegger and the way he delivered some of those lines. And then top 25 movies of the last 25 years. And it was a joint list, so Davey and I each put a list together.
I can't wait to see what movies he forgot.
He forgot one of the top ones.
Perfect.
So let me...
He knows going in, like, this is not his thing. He is not good at coming up with lists. He always forgets something or claims he forgot it or screwed it up or it was on the original list and then it came off the list, forgot to put it on the final list.
I loved it.
So let me ask you, without spoiling anything, how many movies ballpark from this year are on it? Did anything make the cut from this year? There must have been.
I'll just say there are maybe...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
There are movies from this year on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'll say that.
Seems like it's been a good year in movies.
It's been an awesome year.
Judging by the two of you and Nick, chatting about them, yeah.
It's been a great year in movies.
All right.
Yep.
Grab bag.
Okay. Let's take a look at who the top NBA performer was from yesterday, Jones. Your five nominees are Keontae George.
Pretty good.
31 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Karl Anthony Towns, 33 points, 13 boards, 5 assists. Isaiah Beef Stew Stewart, 26 points, 14 rebounds. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 33 points, 13 boards, 5 assists. Or Nikola Jokic, 34 points, 7 rebounds, 14 assists.
I mean, look, the man is always a candidate. I would say Giannis, I guess. A decent little matchup. Give me Giannis there.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Although we've had a little bit of a groundswell for random football player of the day. Today is still baseball.
Okay.
So we could see. We
Shout
can
out.
See how it goes.
Walt Weiss.
Yeah, Walt Weiss. It's not Walt Weiss.
Okay.
But a guy that probably shared the diamond with Walt Weiss.
Oh.
We're going with a baseball catcher who caught for 13 seasons in the bigs with the Royals, A's, and Red Sox.
Oh.
Was a zero-time All-Star.
Oh.
popped 20 home runs in a season. He played from, he cracked into the majors in 87.
Oh.
Retired after the 99 season.
Mike McFarlane?
He got it!
Wow! Billy!
Mike McFarlane.
I wasn't getting that. Yeah. I was about to guess Tony Pena.
No.
Huh.
Mike McFarlane.
No-time All-Star, huh?
No-time All-Star, but a nice, useful player for the Royals. And then he played, part of one season with the Sox. 95 with the Sox.
Checking myself on Tony Pena. Did Tony Pena ever make an All-Star team? He played for like 8 billion teams.
I'll say no.
Tony Pena, five-time All-Star.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Tony Pena made five All-Star teams?
Yeah.
He must have been so washed.
Tony Pena?
He was so washed when he was here.
I was going to say, none with the Red Sox. Although he did get MVP votes in 1990.
Holy smokes.
And won
That's
a gold
crazy.
Glove.
He was, I mean, I knew he was like a gold glove guy.
Yeah, he was too good. He was too good for a random ball player. Five time.
The way he sat, remember, he was like a yoga instructor behind the plate.
Yeah.
Like,
what
are they doing?
Who didn't mimic that or attempt to mimic that?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Still feeling it.
Yes.
Still feeling the after effects.
Good point. Text line. Ooh, he hit of Mike McFarlane on the a lot of people got this. Good job, Billy.
In 1993, Tony Pena hit 181.
Yeah.
That's how I remember him.
Yeah, well.
He'd fit right in today.
No, but he was good with Pittsburgh.
Tired legs.
sitting like Gumby back there.
Text line. No idea Running Man was a remake. How old are you guys again?
I knew it was. What are you talking about? That's why I watched the movie.
Yeah, I'm saying I did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. No, I did not. And it doesn't really matter. The movie could have come out 5 years ago. I don't need to see half of these movies. Yeah, shout out Billy. Bravo, Billy. Wow, text line is
Bravo,
impressed.
Billy. People it's are high
rare,
on Billy.
It's rare to impress the Twitch chat and the text line, but they're impressed with
we're still trying.
Billy's speed.
Yep.
is what they're impressed with there. So as the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. It's deadline day. Deals are picking up. It's been busy over the last hour plus. WEEI afternoons. We'll stay on top of it all afternoon long. You got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. Yeah, I got Ted. So stay tuned for it with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937, and we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.